Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Pei Zayin. We left off on daf Pei Vav Amud Beis toward the bottom of the page at Amar Rabba Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya Amru Davar Echad. So we had learned yesterday that according to Rabbi Yehuda, and 2 days ago, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have a board that's Bein Shtei Chatzeros, that's between two Chatzeros, where it's right on the border, Rabbi Yehuda held that if the wall that separates the chatzeros, even though it's totally above ground, can also serve to be a mechitza for the bar itself, so that members of each chatzer are allowed to fill up water from the bar. So we're gonna mention a different shita in Tanaim about also using a hanging mechitza to work over water and figure out whether that necessarily agrees with Rabbi Yehuda or not. That's the first thing we're gonna do. Then the Mishnah discusses drawing water from a canal that flows directly through a chatzer. I mean, normally a body of water is karmelis, so if it flows right through the middle of your chatzer, comes from outside the chatzer, flows right through, are you allowed to fill up the water from inside your chatzer? And what kind of mechitzos do you have to build around it in order to be allowed to do so? And then on the third topic we're going to discuss is that Bryce is going to speak about a canal that passes not through your chatzer but underneath windows, where somehow the Bryce mentions very cryptically the dimension of 3 tefachim is somehow a very critical number, and the Gemara is going to have 3 suggestions. That's really the majority of the daf, is 3 suggestions of what that dimension of 3 tefachim means, what we're even talking about, what the Bryce is referring to. And then in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, we're going to discuss something we've mentioned already, that if you have a balcony that runs over a body of water, it needs to have walls that are 10 tefachim high in order for people to be allowed to draw water from the water underneath that balcony on Shabbos. And the Gemara is going to discuss whether that conforms to the Shita of Hanani ben Akavya, who we're going to learn about in today's daf. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to have, we'll see if we get to it, but we're going to have 3 kulos of Hanani ben Akavya that he passed in Dafka for the people of Tveria. They had 3 kulos, 1 in Hilchos Erevin and 2 in other areas of Halacha that are not really related, but we're going to mention them anyway, because these are the 3 kulos of Hanani ben Akavya for the people of Tveria. So let's pick up again 5 lines from the bottom of the page on Pei Vav and Beis. Amar Rabba, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya, Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya really say the same thing. So what was Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda Hada Amran. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that if you have a bar shebein shtei chatzeros, you have a bar in between 2 chatzeros, you don't need a mechitza inside the bar. Not lamala, not lamata, mitoch ogna. Forget about all that. All you need is the mechitza that separates the 2 chatzeros, even though it runs completely above ground. That mechitza works for the bar itself. So that shita of Rabbi Yehuda seems to line up very nicely with what Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya says. What does Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya say? Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya detanya. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya omer gzustro sheish ba arba amos al arba amos. If you have a ledge that's 4 amos by 4 amos, chokik ba dalid al dalid umimale. You can make a hole in that ledge that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and then fill up water through the hole in that ledge. Meaning you have a porch that's 4 amos by 4 amos. So we're used to thinking, because we've said it several times, and I'm going to say it again in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, that when you have a porch that runs over a body of water, it's not enough to just have a hole in the ground of the porch. You need mechitzos, 10 tefachim high, in order to say, good achas mechitza, that will view those mechitzos as if they go straight down to the water. So when you drop your bucket through the hole, it's going through mechitzos, and it's taking water from a rishos hayachin, not from a karmelis, because we have imaginary mechitzos. Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya's chiddush is that you don't need actual mechitzos. You need enough board, enough ledge, that if you were to cut and reshape the ledge, you could make mechitzos out of it. You could take this ledge and turn it into mechitzos that are 10 tefachim high, that surround this area of 4x4 tefachim. So what did he say? If your porch is 4 amos by 4 amos, pictures would be very helpful. I don't know if art school has pictures and they do. Okay, if you have 4 amos by 4 amos, so each amos is 6 tefachim. So what you essentially have is 24 tefachim by 24 tefachim. You then cut out a hole of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim in the middle. So what you're surrounded by, that hole is surrounded by 10 tefachim on each side. If you were to bend down those 10 tefachim around the hole, you bend down on each side of the hole 10 tefachim, you would then have mechitzos that extend down 10 tefachim, and we could view those mechitzos as if they go all the way down into the water. So Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya says, not only can we use the halachic imagery of our imagination, we use our imagination halachically to take mechitzos that are 10 tefachim and view them as if they continue straight down, even to make those mechitzos of 10 tefachim, we could use our imagination by taking a board and actually bending it over so that it would make the mechitzos in the first place of 10 tefachim. So, but bottom line is, we see that Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya has significant leniencies when it comes to mechitzos over water, just like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah has a significant leniency when it comes to mechitza over water. So Abaye says, yeah, but what do they have to do with each other? V'dilma lohi, maybe Rabbi Yehuda and Chanani ben Akavya don't really relate to each other at all. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda hasam elada amar gurachis mechitza aval kofa gud lo. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda is willing to say gurachis mechitza, that if you have a mechitza that's already 10 tefachim high, we view it as if it continues straight down into the bar. Fine, but he's not willing to also say kof, that you're going to bend something that's not bent to make a mechitza in the first place and then apply gurachas mechitza to make that double leap. He's not willing to do that. Va'ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya hasam ela biyamas shel Tveria, and this is going to come up again on the bottom of Amud Beis. Maybe Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya is only makil by the Kinneret, by the yamas shel Tveria. Hol v'yeshla ognayim va'ayaros v'karpifos makifos osa, because the yamas shel Tveria is surrounded by cities and by karpifos. It's surrounded by walls on all sides. So even though it is a Carmelis, but it's a Carmelis that doesn't look so much like a Rishus HaRabim. It's a Carmelis that looks a little more like a Rishus HaYachid than your typical Carmelis. Meaning the point is, the whole Isser to draw water from the body of water onto the porch is an Issur D'Rabbanan of taking from a Carmelis into a Rishus HaYachid. Every Carmelis on a Da'oraisa level is really a Makom Ptur. So it really would be mutter to take from the Carmelis into the Rishus HaYachid Mid'Oraisa. It's only Mid'Rabbanan that if we allow people to take from a Carmelis to a Rishus HaYachid, people might think you're allowed to take from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachid as well. Carmelis is this unique type of Makom Ptur that Chazal were concerned in some ways it resembles a Rishus HaRabim, and in other ways it resembles a Rishus HaYachid. So they didn't allow carrying from a Carmelis to a Rishus HaYachid because in some ways it resembles a Rishus HaRabim. They didn't allow carrying from a Carmelis to a Rishus HaRabim because in some ways it resembles a Rishus HaYachid. So they were extra machmir in all directions by a Carmelis. But maybe we are only machmir by a Carmelis that midrabana, that you're not allowed to carry from the Carmelis into the Rishus HaYachid, when the Carmelis could be easily confused with a Rishus HaRabim. But this Carmelis, this particular Carmelis, maybe we're going to be much more makel in terms of how to define walls that will be matir carrying from this Carmelis, because the Carmelis has natural walls around it that make it look a lot less like a Rishus HaRabim anyway. Now granted, those natural walls don't take away the status of a Carmelis, because it's still Yosir Mibes HaSayim. Anything that's Yosir Mibes HaSayim, that's Lo Hukaf Ladira, that's not, the walls aren't there to make it a place of residence, would still be a Carmelis, but it's a Carmelis that doesn't really look much like a Rishus HaRabim. So maybe that's where Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya was Mekel. He's not Mekel in the whole world. Dafka in Tveria, Dafka in that one location. Avul B'Shar Meimos Lo, but elsewhere, maybe he would not be so Mekel. So the Gemara rejects that equation. So then the Gemara is going to mention, now this is where the pictures really come in handy. We said Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya's opinion that you could bend down a board or a porch and view it as if there are mechitzos surrounding an area. So we're going to have three cases where Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya would allow drawing water through a board that's even less than 4x4 amos. The case of the board that's 4x4 amos is easy. It's a 4x4 tefach square you cut out in the middle, and then you just bend down the side. So that's very easy. Now we're going to have other cases that aren't quite as easy. So three cases. Amar Abaye. Case number one. Uldiver Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya, ha'isa smucha l'kosel b'pachos migimel tefachim. Let's say the board were placed in a way that it were within 3 tefachim of the wall, but not directly up against the wall. We've been picturing a porch that goes straight out from the wall. Let's assume there's a little bit of airspace, 2.9 tfachim, let's say, of airspace between the wall and where this porch, where this board starts. So now, how big does the board have to be? So it still needs to be 4 amos in length, but its width only needs to be 11 and a mashahu. Why? Because if you take the 2.9 tfachim of airspace that you already have in between the wall and where the board starts, in order to be mashlim 4 tfachim, you only need 1.1 tfachim more to cut out of the board. So you would cut out 1.1 tfachim further away from the wall by 4 tfachim across, and then you'd bend down all the walls and you'd have an area of 4 by 4 tfachim that's surrounded on one side by the wall of the house, which is an actual wall, and then on the other three sides by imaginary walls that are using lavud. So over here we're using three things. We use Rabbi Chanan ben Akiva's original chiddush was that we can use we can use our imagination in two ways, not just gudachas mechitza, to take a 10 tfach wall and view as if it goes straight down, but even to take a board and view it as if it's folded over to make the wall in the first place. This chiddush is that you can even do three things. You could do both of those things plus lavud. We're allowed to view the three tfachim of airspace as if they're closed in, and that helps to be mashlim the sheer mechitza as well. The lavud also is mashlim the sheer mechitza. So that's suggestion number one. Suggestion number two of what Rabbi Chanan ben Akiva would say, ha'isa zakufa. Let's say the board were not a flat porch. It were a board that was that ran parallel to the wall of the house. It was standing up. It was a board that was standing straight. So tzarek she gova asara tfachim, v'rochva vav tfachim u'shnei mashahuyin. Then the height of the board would only need to be 10 tfachim. Well, that makes sense, because that's one mechitza, is the height of the board being 10 tfachim. But in order to create the other two, so you have the wall of the house, you have the board itself, which is another wall. Now you need to create two more walls to surround an empty space of 4x4 tfachim. So what you would do is, if the width of the board is 6 tfachim and 2 mashahus, you would bend 1 tefach and a mashahu in each direction off of the board. So you leave 4 tfachim of board as it is to make one of the mechitzos, and then bend 1 tefach and a mashahu on two different sides, and have combine that with the lavud, with the fact that it's within 3 tefachim of the wall, and that will make your other two walls. Again, pictures would be very, very helpful to picture how this works. Case number three of Rabbi Chanan ben Akiva. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, ha'isa omedes b'keren zavis. Let's say there was a place where two walls came met each other in a corner at a right angle. So then all you need is tzarech she'gova yutfachim, the board that's going to create the mechitzos around the other two sides, only because you already have two actual walls there, it's a keren zavis, so the board that's going to create the mechitzos on the other two sides has to be 10 tfachim tall, v'rochva, and its width only needs to be beis tfachim u'shnei mashahuyin. It only needs to be 2 tfachim plus 2 mashahus, meaning all you need to do is bend it in half so that you'll put it within lavud of each of the corner walls. So you have a tefach and a mashahu, let's say 1.1 tfachim within 2.9 tfachim of each of the walls. So the 2.9 is lavud plus the 1.1, so that's 4 tfachim on each side. So that way it will be an area of 4x4 tfachim that's surrounded by mechitzos.
So says Gemara, wait a second. Then why did Rabbi Chanan ben Akiva say that it needs to be 4 amos if you have a board that's 4 amos by 4 amos, then you cut out an area of 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim in middle of it in order to be mashlim the shear? Why would you ever need to do that? We just said in all these cases, you don't need 4 amos by 4 amos. So the Gemara says, no, da'avid ki asisa. You need to make it like a machteshas, meaning that that's talking about a case where there's no wall that's near it, where you need to make the hole and all of the mechitzos out of the porch itself. Meaning, picture this board not being a porch that comes off of a house. If it comes off of a house, you could always use the wall of the house as one of the walls. Picture the middle of the water, just the middle of a river. You put up four poles and this 4x4 amma board on top of it. So now you're standing on top of that 4x4 amma board. It's like a dock in middle of the river. So if you're standing on top of that 4x4 amma board and you want to be able to fill up water from underneath, so that's what you would need to have. You need to have a 4x4 tefach cutout directly in the middle, where you would then be able to view the rest of the board as if it bends down and forms the mechitzos. That's the only case where Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya actually requires 4 amos by 4 amos. The Gaon Yaakov says that the Chiddush of Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya of Kof Vigod, that we say both good achas mechitza, as well as the fact that we bend the board, clearly does not mean to say that this creates mechitzos d'oraisa. He says that would certainly not be the case, because if we could use this our imagination in these two ways to create mechitzos d'oraisa, so then it would turn out that any time you have a long mechitza that's standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it would automatically turn the area around it into a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because you could view the mechitza as if it's just bent in all these different directions, so that it would surround an area and make it into a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, be using Kof Vigod. And also, he said, if you had, let's say, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Makura, let's say you had a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that had a roof over it, so it would automatically also become a Rosh Hashanah, if it's Arba Amos by Arba Amos, it would automatically become a Rosh Hashanah Yachid as well, because you'd be able to say Kof, bend it down in a way that it surrounds an area of 4x4 tefachim, and there you have it. You have your Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So clearly we don't say that. Clearly we do not assume Kof Vigod works on a Daraisa level. If it worked on a Daraisa level, then a lot of areas that would not have otherwise been a Rosh Hashanah Yachid would then become considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So that's point number one. He also says there are a lot of cases where he's not sure. The Gemara mentioned three cases where Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya would take this jump and say that we'd apply Kof Vigod. He says, what about in a case where you have the window that you draw the water from in the house is under the ledge? I mean, we've been assuming the window is right above the ledge, so you bend down the ledge to create these mechitzos, and then you could fill the water through the window. What if the window were directly underneath the ledge? Would Rabbi Chananya still say his halacha dafka when the chalon is lemala min gezustra, and we bend the gezustra down, and that's memale the area around the 4x4 tefach hole? But when the window is below, so if you bend the gezustra down, so then there would be a hefsek between the chalon and the gezustra, because one of the mechitzos would be in the way. Meaning, if we're really using our imagination, the mechitza is bent down, so then the mechitza is in the way, and you wouldn't be able to be memale derech that window. Or do we say that, no, this is our imagination. We're not, nothing's actually in the way. There's nothing really there, so it would still be okay. So the Gaon Yaakov is not sure about that case. He raises a whole bunch of sfeikos, a whole bunch of cases that he's not sure. What if the mechitza is 10 tefachim high, but it's not directly connected to kosel, and it has enough length to be mashlim shalosh mechitzos? Meaning, would you say kof only once, or would you say kof in multiple directions? So let's say you have a mechitza that comes straight out of the wall at a right angle. Would you then take that mechitza and bend it over twice in order to create four mechitzos, or is it only if it runs parallel to the wall will you bend it on the two ends? So again, lots and lots of cases that you can come up with that are not 100% clear how far Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya goes with all of this. Okay, new Mishnah. Amas Hamayim Shia, that was the hardest part to picture. Pictures are still helpful for the rest of the daf, but that was the most critical part. Amas Hamayim Shia Veres B'chatzer. If you have a body of water that just flows right through a chatzer, so the body of water itself is a karmelis, but it comes right through the middle of your chatzer. You're not allowed to fill up water from it on Shabbos because it has a din of a karmelis. You can't take from a karmelis into Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Unless you make a 10 tefach wall both where the water comes into the chatzer and where the water goes out of the chatzer. And we're assuming this wall, according to the Tanakhama, needs to be underground. It needs to be where the water is actually flowing. The mechitza above ground would not be enough. Just like in the last Mishnah, where you had the bar shebein shtei chatzeros, that according to the Tanakhama, the mechitza that separated the two sides of the bar had to be somewhere inside the bar. So somewhere inside the Amas HaMayim, you need this tent avach mechitza. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shel shal gaba tidon misho mechitza. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the wall that goes over it is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso. The wall that goes over the Amas HaMayim, that can serve as a mechitza for the Amas HaMayim as well.
There was an Amas HaMayim in this town called Evel that they would fill up water from it on Shabbos, and the Zakenim allowed it. So don't you see the mechitza that runs over it is good enough?
They said, no, that's because that wasn't a Karmelis. That was a Makom Patur. Meaning, in order for something to be a Karmelis, it has to have a proper shear. And the case in that situation is not a Raya at all, because the canal was too small to be considered a Karmelis to begin with. But if itaka is a Karmelis, then you need actual mechitzos.
Tanu Rabbanan, says the Braisa. The first Braisa we can quote is just really a repeat of the Mishnah. Aslo b'knisa v'lo aslo b'yitzia, aslo b'yitzia v'lo aslo b'knisa. Let's say you made the mechitza by where the water enters into the chatzer, but not where the water leaves the chatzer. Or you make the mechitza where the water leaves the chatzer, but not where the water enters the chatzer. Say ein mimalin imena b'shabbos, then you cannot fill water from that Amas HaMayim that runs through your chatzer on Shabbos. Eli im kein asul mechitza yud tfachim biyitzia ubeknisa. The only way it's okay is if you have a mechitza that's 10 tfachim tall, both on its way in and on its way out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kosol Shal Gaba Tidon Misha Mechitza. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't need separate mechitzos inside the Amas HaMayim itself. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says the wall that runs above ground would work as the mechitza for the Amas HaMayim as well.
He quotes the story of this Amas HaMayim that went from Evel to Tzipori, and that it's just a detail that we add in that it went to Tzipori, that they would add, that the Zakenim allowed them to be Mimali from it on Shabbos. So the price just gives what the dimensions need to be. It wasn't the dimensions of a Karmelis, it was not 10 tfachim deep, or it wasn't 4 tfachim wide. And if it's not one of those things, if it's lacking either of those dimensions, then it's not a Karmelis anyway, it's only considered a Makom Patur.
Good. That Braisa didn't just elaborate and gave us a little few more details, but didn't actually add any chidushim we didn't have in the Mishnah.
Tanya Yidach, now we have a Braisa that does have some chidushim, but we have a hard time figuring out what the chidush is. The Braisa is going to say, just to lay it out for us, that according to the Tanakhama, a person is allowed to fill water from a canal that runs below his windows as long as it is less than 3 tefachim. Now, defining the it is going to be what it's all about. From here to the middle of Amud Beis, we're just going to be, till the mission really on Amud Beis, we're just going to be defining that it. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel requires that it has to be under 4 tefachim, not under 3 tefachim. And again, what's that it? That's what the whole thing is going to be about. 3 different shitos of what the it is. So Tanya Idach, here's the Braisa. Amas HaMayim HaOveres Bein HaChalonos. If you have a bunch of houses lining two sides of an Amas HaMayim. So you have a bay that of water that runs through, and you have on each side you have houses. Instead of a street in between the houses, you just have water running between the houses. So pachas, like we had when Sandy came, so you have the whole street just flowing with water, and on either side you have houses. So pachas migimel mishal shel dliyim emalei. So if it's less than if it's less than 3 tefachim, then you can lower a bucket and you can fill up water from the water that runs between the houses and bring it into your house. Gimel, but if it is 3 tefachim, ein mishal shel dliyim emalei, then you're not allowed to fill up the water in a bucket. No, if it is less than 4 tefachim, you could use the bucket to fill up the water. Dalid ein mishal shel dliyim emalei. It's only if it is 4 tefachim or more that you're not allowed to be mishal shel dliyim emalei. So says Gemara b'maya skinon, what on earth is this Braisa talking about? What's 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim? So possibility number one. Ilem ba amas hamayim gufa. If we're talking about the width of the amas hamayim, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying that if the amas hamayim itself is less than 3 tefachim, then you're allowed to fill up from it. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says if the amas hamayim is less than 4 tefachim, you're allowed to fill up from it. Ve'lahaduch yasra avdim yom Rabbi Yochanan ein karmelus pechusa midalid lemek tanai yom l'shmaitei. But didn't Rav Dimi say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that a karmelus always has to be at least 4 tefachim? So what? Now you're telling me it's a machlokas tanaim that the Tanakhama says that if it's 3 tefachim, it's already a karmelus, and therefore I'm not allowed to fill up from it. Meaning the assumption is that if we're talking the it that we're talking about is the width of the amas hamayim, so the Tanakhama is telling me that once it's 3 tefachim, it's already a karmelus. You're not allowed to fill up water from it. Rabbi Shmuel says no, karmelus is only if it's 4 tefachim wide. That's when it's going to be also to fill up from the water. So then it would turn out that there's a machlokas tanaim. How wide a karmelus has to be? We never heard of such a thing. We just know Rav Dimi Rabbi Yochanan says that a karmelus needs to be 4 tefachim. Meichi Tesi, there's a shita that a karmelus needs to be 3. That at 3 tefachim it's already a karmelus. That can't be. So Ella, rather we have to say a second possibility of what the Bryce is talking about. It refers not to the width of the water, but to the banks of the canal and that are in between the houses and the water itself. And it needs to be this small in order to bring water from the Amas Hamayim, which is a karmelus, to the house, which is a Rishus HaYachid, by putting it on the banks first, because the banks are a Makom Patur. So that's the Machlokas. How wide are these banks allowed to be, and still be a Makom Patur, where you're allowed to bring from the Karmelis to the Makom Patur, and from the Makom Patur to your house. So, V'hakiyas Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Makom Shein Bar Baal Arba, Mutal B'nei Rishus HaYachid, B'nei Rishus Ram, L'kasi V'lav, O'bavad Shalei Yachlifu. But wait a second, didn't Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan teach us that you're not allowed to transfer something from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim using a Makom Patur? Meaning he said, if you have a Makom Patur that's in between Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim, the guys from the Rishus HaRabim could walk by and rest their packages there and then pick it up and keep walking. The guys from the Rishus HaYachid could put their packages there and then pick it up. But what you can't do is put it from the Rishus HaYachid onto the Makom Patur and then bring it from the Makom Patur into the Rishus HaRabim. So why are we allowing you to do that over here? You're filling up water from the Karmelis, putting it on the banks of the Amas Hamayim, which is the Makom Patur, and then bring it from the Makom Patur into the Rishus HaYachid. So it says, well, there's a big difference between Rishus HaRabim, Makom Patur, Rishus HaYachid, and Karmelis, Makom Patur, Rishus HaYachid. Hasam Rishuyos Da'araisa. Over there, we're dealing with two real bona fide Rishuyos Da'araisa, a Rishus HaYachid and a Rishus HaRabim. Hacham Rishuyos Da'rabanan. Over here, anyway, the Karmelis is a Makom Patur Mid'araisa to begin with. It's only a problem Mid'rabanan. So when the problem is only problem Mid'rabanan, we're going to allow you to use the Makom Patur as the way to carry from one to the other. And now we're going to continue to discuss this second possibility. The third possibility of understanding the Brice is only going to be the last two lines before the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Rabbi Yochanan berushuyos d'rabanan nami amar. I'll prove to you that Rabbi Yochanan didn't approve of using a Makom Patur as a way of transferring things from one Rishus to another, even when dealing with Rishu Yisra Banan. It wasn't only a din by Rishu Yisra Raisa, because the Tanan, we have a Mishnah that says, if you have a wall that separates two chatzeros, that's 10 tefachim high, and the width of the wall is 4 tefachim, such a wall really separates the two chatzeros to the extent that the two chatzeros cannot join in a single eruv. They have to make two separate eruvin. What if there are peros on top of the wall? So who's allowed to go access those peros? Elu olin mikan v'yochlin, v'elu olin mikan v'yochlin. Then members of either chatzer are allowed to go up to the top of the wall and eat the peros on top of the wall. Nifrat HaKosel Ad Eser Amos, what if that wall has a breach in the wall? The wall that separates these two chatzeros has a hole in it that's less than 10 Amos long. So Ma'arvin Shnayim V'imratzu Ma'arvin Echad. Then they can make two separate Erevin, or one Erev if they want. Meaning that Mipnei Shehu KePesach, because any breach that's less than 10 Amos is viewed as a Pesach in between the two chatzeros. So since it's viewed as a Pesach in between the two chatzeros, they can make two separate Erevin, because they're separate chatzeros still, they still have a wall, or they can make one Erev because they're connected through the Pesach. Yoser Mikan. If the breach between the in the wall between the two chateros is more than 10 amos, Marvin Echad ve'in Marvin Shnayim. Then they only make one Erev, they can't make two Erevin, because then there's no wall anymore. Once the breach is more than 10 amos, it's considered that there's no wall separating these two chateros, they're just wide open to each other, so it's really one big chater. So we asked, okay, that was all the Mishnah. So we asked on this Mishnah, what if the width of the wall was less than 4 tefachim? What would you do about the peros on top of that wall? So Amar Rav, Avir Beis Rishuyos Sholetas Bo, V'lo Yozes Bo M'lo Nima. So Rav says, then it's considered to be in the Rishus of both Chatzeros, and therefore you're not allowed to move anything on top of that wall, because it's considered to be both Chatzeros are considered to have rights over that area, and since they don't have an Erev between the two Chatzeros, the whole thing is Aser. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Elu Malin Mikan V'Yochan, V'Elu Malin Mikan V'Yochan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, members of either side are allowed to go up and eat from on top of the wall. Vaz Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, and this is Rabbi Yochanan L'Shitaso. Dechias Rabbi Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Makom Shein Bo Arba L'Arba, Mutu L'Bnei Rishos Shav L'Bnei Rishos Yachal L'Kaseif Alav, Obavad Shalei Achlifu. Why Rabbi Yochanan says it's a Makom Ptur? So you're allowed to go up to the top of a Makom Ptur and eat off of the top of the Makom Ptur. As long as Shalo Yachlifu, as long as you don't switch, you don't transfer things from one place to the other. So frek the Gemara, wait a second. Where's Rabbi Yochanan saying this statement of Bavad Shalei Achlifu with a wall that's between two chateros? Carrying from one chatzer to another chatzer when there's no Erev between the two chatzeros, purely mitrabanan. We're not dealing with Rosh Hashanah Raisa, and still Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Obavad Shalei Achlifu. So how could you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan is only, that we're only concerned about Bavad Shalei Achlifu when dealing with Rosh Hashanah Raisa, taking something from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Makom Ptur to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, or vice versa, not when dealing with Rosh Hashanah Rabbanan, like our case of the water, where the water, the Amas HaMayim, is flowing, and you take from the Amas HaMayim to the riverbanks to the house. But you see clearly that even when dealing with Rosh Hashanah Rabbanan, Rabbi Yochanan still is worried about using a Makom Ptur as a medium of transfer between the Carmelis and the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So says Gemara, Hahi Zi'iri Amra. Now that was Zi'iri who said that in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rav Dimi, Rabbi Yochanan would say that it's Mutar Lahachlif when you're dealing with Rosh Hashanah Rabbanan, meaning it's a Machlokas Amorayim, what Rabbi Yochanan said. Zi'iri understands that Rabbi Yochanan is not going to allow transferring from one Rosh Hashanah to another via a Makom Ptur, even when we're dealing with Rosh Hashanah Rabbanan, whereas Rav Dimi would say that Rabbi Yochanan's only has such concerns when dealing with Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa, not when dealing with Rosh Hashanah Rabbanan. So says Mar Zi'iri Kasha. So Zi'iri Kasha Ha. So according to Zi'iri, isn't this our case going to be problematic? Meaning our case of the river. How is Zi'iri gonna understand why you're allowed to take water from the river, put it on the riverbank, and then bring it into your house? According to Zi'iri, even though it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbanan, it should still be usher to use a Makom Ptur as a way of transferring things. So says Gemara, Zi'iri Mokum La Ba'amas HaMayim Gufa. Zi'iri would say, like the first possibility that we said, that we're not talking about riverbanks at all. When we say three tvachim, four tvachim, it being three tvachim, it being four tvachim, he'll understand the first way, that the it is the actual width of the water. Ravdimi Tanaihi. And he would say, why do we reject it? Because we said, wait, Ravdimi said that the definition of a Carmelis is four tvachim. So it's got to be four tefachim. Whoever said that three tefachim is going to be a Carmelis. So he would say, yeah, that's actually machlokas tanaim. And that's the machlokas in Tanakam and Shumumi on the Braisa. That maybe it could be a Carmelis already at three tefachim. So frak the Gemara, but still, v'te'avi kichore Carmelis. Even if it doesn't have the dimensions of a Carmelis, if this body of water that runs between these houses comes off of a larger body of water that is a Carmelis, shouldn't it be considered like an extension of the Carmelis? Like we have chore rishas haram, shouldn't this be the Chore Carmelis, that this should be considered an extension of the Carmelis, and therefore still be Asur, even if itself in that area, in that location between the houses, it doesn't quite have the dimensions of a Carmelis? So Abai Baravin, Rabbi Chanina Baravin, Dami Tarvayu, ain't Chore in the Carmelis. There's no such din as Chore Carmelis. If right here it doesn't have the dimensions, then it's not a Carmelis. Rav Ashi Amar Filu Temi, Yesh Chore in the Carmelis, Hanimil B'smucha, Hachabim Flagas. It could be that there normally is is a din of Chorei Karmelus, but that's only when the Chor is in a wall that's near the carpet of Yosrin Beis Hasayin. But when it's very far away, that it doesn't have the shear, so then it's not considered to be Chorei Karmelus. So maybe this wouldn't even fit into the category of Chorei Karmelus, even if such a category exists. All of that was the discussion of the second approach to understanding the Braisa. Now we have the third approach. So again, we had this Braisa. The Braisa had said that according to the Tanakhama, a person can fill water from a canal that runs below his windows as long as it is less than 3 tefachim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said as long as it is less than 4 tefachim. What's it? First possibility was the it refers to the canal itself. Second possibility was that it refers to the banks of the canal. And now we have a third possibility. Ravina Amar Kagon Da Avila Nifki Apuma Va'azur Rabbanon Tamay Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Tamay. The cases where he made mechitzos at the point that the Amas Hamayim goes into and out of the chatzer. The argument about 3 or 4 tefachim relates to the space in the walls that allows water to come in and out of the chatzer. Meaning, you made mechitzos to totally block the water from coming in the chatzer, except you left a little hole in the mechitza. How big is that hole in the mechitza, and the mechitza is still going to be kosher? Essentially, what they're arguing about is, what's lavud? Is lavud 3 tefachim, or is lavud 4 tefachim? And this is machlokas throughout Shas, about lavud between the Rabbanon and Rav Shimon Gamliel, where the Rabbanon always say, lavud is 3 tefachim, Rav Shimon Gamliel always says, lavud is 4 tefachim. So we're talking about, what's the it that we're talking about, that's 3 tefachim, 4 tefachim, not the water, not the river banks, the hole in the wall that blocks off that canal at its point of entrance and at its point of exit. How big can that hole be? And the wall will still be considered a proper wall. Good, that's the end of the hard sugya. Okay, so now we move on, gets a little easier. Gzustra shi lamala min amayim. So this should be familiar. If you have a porch that runs over water that's underneath it, a porch comes off of a house and there's water that runs underneath, ein mimala neimena b'shabis, elim kein osla mechitza gava asar tfachim, bein milamala bein milamata. The only way you could fill in water from underneath is if you make a mechitza of 10 tfachim around the hole in the porch, because again, as we said, then you could apply good achis mechitza. Once you have a wall of 10 tfachim, so then we could view that wall as if it goes straight down into the water directly underneath the hole. V'chein shtei gzustra ozu lamala mizu. Similarly, if you have two porches, one elevated above the other, again, not directly above each other, a little bit across from each other, and they made a mechitza of 10 tefachim around a hole in the porch of the top porch, but not the bottom porch. They're both not allowed to fill up water on Shabbos unless they make an eruv between the two porches, because since they both have rights of usage of the that hole in the ground to fill up the water, so their rights of usage will asar on each other until they join together in a single eruv. Good, that's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Masnisin delo kechananya ben Akavya. Our Mishnah seems to be going against the Shita of Hanani ben Akavya. What did our Mishnah say? That in order for a person to be allowed to fill up water from the canal that runs underneath to his porch, he has to have a 4x4 tefach cut out, and he needs 10 tefach high walls. Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya says you don't need actual 10 tefach high walls. We learned on the top of Amud Aleph, the stuff comes full circle, that you're allowed to view the porch itself as if it bends down and creates 10 tefach walls. Detanya, Chananya ben Akavya omer, gezustra sheyesh v'dalet al dalet amos, chokik v'dalet al dalet, you cut out an area of 4x4 tefachim, umemale, and that's good enough. You could view the rest of the porch as if it folds down and forms walls. So why does our Mishnah say that you need actual walls? Some Rabbi Yochanan, Rishon Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra, lo hiter Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya, elo b'yama shel Tveria. No, Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya only allowed this in the Yama shel Tveria. Why? Hol v'yesh lo ognayim v'ayaros v'karfifos makifos osa avol b'shar meimos lo. It's dafka Yama shel Tveria because it's the Yama shel Tveria, even though it is large, but it has actual mechitzos that surround it on all sides, so it looks a lot less like a Rosh HaSarabim, and therefore we're going to be more making shekel in terms of defining the walls that are going to be matir, carrying from that karmelis to Rosh HaSiyachid, more so than any other karmelis to Rosh HaSiyachid. So the daf just concludes with a brisa that has three kulas of Hanani ben Akavya, dafka that he said for the people of Tzipori. Tanu Rabbanan Gimel Dvar Mehita Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya La Anche Tveria. There were the people of Tveria. There are three people that there are three things that Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya was matir for the people of Tveria, and each of these things is a discussion. One of them we already discussed. Mimal Mayim Igzustra B'Shabbes, that you're allowed to fill up water from Igzustra on Shabbos. Second one is V'Tomnin Be'Etza. Third one is Mumistapkin Ba'alontis. So we're going to have to discuss each of those things tomorrow. Rabbi Hanan ben Akavya was the one who it says in the Mishnah in Edios that his father was Akavya ben Mahalalel. And Rabbi Hanan ben Akavya, when his father died, he asked his father, speak to your friends for me, maybe you'll get me a good job, because he tried to use his protexia. And his father said, no, Ma'asechi Karvucha, Ma'asechi Rachucha, that you want to make it as a Tana, you're going to have to do it on your own, you're going to have to really... you have to be a self-made man. And Itaka was. He did pretty good for himself, Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya. So we're going to learn all of his teachings, Bez Hashem, tomorrow, and a lot of discussion about using towels on Shabbos and things of that nature tomorrow, Bez Hashem.